You're listening to the Jason Greger Show podcast, brought to you by Lakewood Chev. Celebrate Canada's 150th and treat yourself to a brand new Silverado. 20% off MSRP cash credit on select vehicles right now at Lakewood Chev.
Derek Keenan, the coach and GM of the Saskatchewan Rush, joins us to talk a little bit lacrosse. Derek, welcome back to the show. How are things?
Thanks, Jason. I appreciate it. Really good to be on. I must say, again, I miss being on here with you. Things are good. Been a little busy the last week or two, but things are real good, yeah.
Now, I wanted to give you some time before I had you on because I was watching the NLL final, and I want to take me back to your thought process in game two. It obviously didn't unfold the way you wanted, and because a lot of people were like, well, why would they pull their goalie when they had the ball and the extra attacker? What was the thinking and what went wrong?
Well, the funny thing is we've done that. I mean, we've done it probably in my coaching career. We started doing it in Toronto,
okay,
back in the late 90s, and and it probably did it 25 times over the course of years in the pro league, and it never failed. And the thing about it is, when it works, people don't even notice.
Yeah.
They don't even notice that the goalie's out. So, the ball's cleared, and it was we just didn't execute it. It was simple as that. And it's on me because I wasn't real clear in my instructions to Jeremy specifically as to where the ball was supposed to go.
Okay.
He was supposed to throw the ball down into the corner and let two guys battle for it. We would have got the goalie back in, and then, it's game over. But he threw it in a tough spot to Corbeil, and it was a tough bounce pass. And next thing you know, bang, it's in our net. So, yeah, we just didn't execute it well. But I'd do it again. And, I've always done it. It's usually fail-safe, but in this case, obviously, it costs a chance to win a championship. So, that hurts. But, again, it's on me, and I'll be accountable for that one for sure. It's as to why. I mean, it's just something that we do because we feel. I'll give you an example of a thing that happened earlier in the year in Buffalo where they decided to give the ball to Dane Smith, not pull their goalie. The ball got doubled right away. They lost the ball. They went down, scored, and lost the game. So that's their theory behind it is when you have the extra guy, there's an open player on the floor because they're going to double the ball. So we had two guys open basically down the floor and it just didn't go to the right spot. So, we need to be a little more precise and we'll certainly start practicing it a little more again next year.
Well, your team, of course, that was the third straight final. You were going for the three-peat and came up short. Georgia's a very good team. And you've made two massive moves since then. You traded Adam Jones, 40-goal scorer, to Toronto for a first and a second rounder. And then a big deal yesterday, Aaron Bold, your goalie, goes to New England for Kirk, who's the reigning goalie of the year, John LaFontaine, a defender, and a first and a second. So I guess walk me through your thought process first on the Jones deal.
Well, Jones, we actually got two first rounders.
Oh, is it two?
We got a first in 18 and 19. So the Jones deal was they're never easy because I really, really loved having part of our team. He was a real good player for us, fit in with the guys really well. Struggled a little bit early, but by playoff time, I thought he was really good. I mean, I think he led the playoffs with goals. So, and he's a great goal scorer, real good guy, good team guy. So, the logistics were tough for him. He's a teacher in the kind of Georgian Bay area of Ontario, so it's a three-hour drive from the airport. He can't typically get Fridays off, so he never practiced with us. And it was a grind for him, and I think it wears on his body as well. So a good fit for him to be in Toronto, to be closer. And for us, expansion is imminent next year. Like it's pretty much a done deal. There's going to be at least two teams, possibly three, maybe even four. So with the kind of roster that we have, we still feel we have a real strong, deep roster. We're going to lose players. So with that trade, we now have six first-round draft picks between 18 and 19, three in both years. So we feel that we can, restock real well with those picks and continue to, you know, try and keep most of our core together, but at the same time bring in some youth like we did this year. I mean, we brought in three young guys who all had an impact and played significant minutes and time, and that's just going to make us better down the road.
Derek Keenan, head coach and GM of the Rush, and a big move. You bring in Kirk for Bold, and you had to give up John LaFontaine. You had a lot of depth defensively, and then a first and a second, and you still have a ton of picks. Just time for a change in goal. Why is Kirk the guy you want moving forward?
Yeah, we've targeted him for a while. We've kind of been working on this for over a month. Tried to get it done before Bold was going to become unrestricted. Didn't work out. We had something on the goal last week. Just didn't pan out. And then we couldn't get Aaron signed prior to Monday at midnight. So we franchised him with the intent of probably moving him. And there was talks with a couple other teams as well. So, but at the end of the day, we really wanted Kirk. And that's the guy we wanted. We had thoughts of, you know, maybe trading Bold to a team in the West, you know, and just bringing in four or five goalies to try and win a job. But we weren't really comfortable with that. We really feel we need a number one goalie, even though I still believe we have the best defense in the league, you know, in front of our goaltender. We still need a guy that has experience, and Kirk is certainly that. He was the goalie of the year in 2016, and he's had a lot of work the last 2 years, too. He's you know, they haven't had the best group in front of them in New England, so he's solid. And you know, like, Johnny was hard to give up, but we had to make room for Matt Hossick going into this year because we really think he's going to be an impact guy in our back end. He showed that when he got in last year off the practice roster. So, and in terms of the picks, you know, New England pushed, and that's fine. Like, the eighth pick this year probably would have been a guy that we would have had to protect next year in expansion. So we really feel that we're fine going into this coming season with what we have at both ends of the floor and between the pipes and lots of draft picks in the next couple of years. So we're pretty comfortable with that.
Now, moving to expansion, what's your expectations on it? Is it just going to be flat across the board, 10 players? Will there be, like, rookies exempt or anything like that? Or will
no,
it just be...
That was talked about. Didn't happen. So I think it's going to be... You can go 10 and a goalie. And I don't think this is all finalized yet, but this is kind of the what's been put out there. 10 and a goalie, but no more than five forwards. However, you could protect less than five forwards, I think, is the way they're going to do it. So I mean, you could go 60 and four forwards if you wanted and a goalie. Or you could go no goalie, actually, and 11 runners, but no more than five offensive players. So I think that's the way it's going to work.
Okay. So what's, as a guy who's been around the league as long as you have from playing in it, I know there's, it seems that now is the right time for lacrosse to expand because there's a lot of good players that simply aren't playing. Mm-hmm. Like in the draft, you see the draft every year and you can't protect guys because you don't have a minor league system. So they're kind of just free agents out there. Is now the right time? Like but how important is it to ensure they go to the right places?
Yeah. You know what? I think it is the right time because there are a lot of really good players that aren't in the league. And if you look across, you know, if you look this past year, there was a lot of injuries in the league this year for some reason. And guys that came in off practice rosters just were impact guys right away. And like same way with my team, with Matt Hossick specifically, and even Matt McGrady came in and played really well for us. So there's a lot of really good players. And yeah, the market's key, it's key. And I know that the league is really looking at what we've done in Saskatoon. And that's kind of one of those niche markets they're looking at. But also the ownership is really important as well. And the ideal, I think, is kind of what they have in Calgary and Buffalo and Colorado where, you know, the arena operators and potentially the hockey or basketball teams are involved in the ownership as well. So that's important because your lease deals are crucial. And, you know, that's a big, big part of it. And we have a great deal in Saskatoon. That's, you know, obviously filling the building helps too, but the lease agreement really helps as well.
Yes, Hesk, it's kind of hard to emulate it because it got a great deal, and you moved into a province that was, you know, looking for a team. Plus, you moved a championship team, right? Like they got the fans got to taste success right away.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no question about it. Like that's a huge part of it, and you know, building a expansion team isn't easy. Like I've done it, and it's a challenge, and it's tough to be competitive right away, but I think the way the expansion draft is set up, it's way better than in the past. Like when, you know, even when I was in Portland and Edmonton, we came in the same year. Like it was, you know, it was tough to, I had to do a lot of wheeling and dealing to be competitive that first year. That's for sure. And now it's going to be much easier for new teams, for expansion teams, because of the way the expansion draft is going to be set up with the existing teams being, you know, not being able to protect as many players.
Derek Keenan, head coach and GM of the Saskatchewan Rough, joins us. Talk a little NLL. Lots of moves for your team. And you talk about, obviously, disappointing to lose in the final the way your team did. You still have a lot of your key guys. I noticed Mark Matthews really kind of emerged as the go-to guy for your team, Derek. He's obviously an elite-level talent at lacrosse. Yeah. And he's always been a distributor of the ball, no doubt. Has he become a little bit more assertive? I know that sounds strange to say because he's always been the ultimate team guy, but has he taken on more responsibility on the floor recently?
Mm-hmm. I think there's times in games, and we saw it especially in the Colorado series and probably game one against Georgia, where he just kind of took the game over, and that's the kind of talent he has. And he really took on a leadership role this year after we moved Zach Greer out, and he took it seriously, and he was great at it. You know, he was much more vocal and more involved with, you know, discussions on our offense and that. And he really took that on seriously, and he did a great job with it. And he, you know, he gets better every year. I mean, he works extremely hard off the floor, and he obviously has a tremendous skill set. And with being 6'5 and 230 pounds certainly helps too. But he's, and he loves to play the game and loves being a part of our team. And again, he just really, I was impressed with how he took a leadership role on. I was pretty serious about it this year.
How's this year's draft shaping up? Lots of skill up front, or is it more of a defensive draft? What does it look like?
A little bit of both. There's a couple really high-end offensive guys, and then there's some good defensive transition guys. And, you know, I think we have a second rounder left. I don't know what we'll see there, but, you know, we're always looking to, you know, we have to have a good practice roster now because, you know, you only have one scratch a week with the 16 runners now, so, and 20-man rosters. So, you know, sorry, it's 17 runners now and 20-man rosters. So it's kind of, you got to have guys in your practice roster that can play. They absolutely have to be able to step in and play. So we'll be looking there. But it's good. At the top end, there's some franchise-type players that I think are really going to be impact guys in the league. So it's pretty good. But again, we, you know, being down at 8, we would have probably got a pretty good guy, but a guy that we may have had to protect next year, and we were just fully comfortable with moving that pick off.
Yeah, and Toronto's picks are 18 and 19, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So you have both
of those years, yeah.
Yeah, so you have like 6 picks in 18 and 19 after the expansion draft to basically replenish your team right away.
Yeah. And that's kind of been part of the strategy this offseason with the moves we've made with specifically with Jones, you know, because we got two, because we already had two both those years, but now we got another one each year. And so it gives us 6 overall for those 2 seasons. And that's going to be important.
You look at Georgia, who has 3 first-round picks. They're the defending champ, eerily similar to your team a few years ago. What do you think you have to do to improve as a team to dethrone them as champs this coming season?
Yeah, they're real good. I mean, it'll be interesting to see. I think they're actually maybe trying to move some of those picks because they're in the same situation as we are. Like, they have a really strong roster. I can't see them moving. I mean, they got Jesse King coming back. He was out all last year, so you know they got to kind of find room for him. So it'll be interesting to see. You know, we're really neck and neck with them. I mean, we didn't play great in game one, and we lost in overtime game two. Obviously, I mean, we gave up 18 and 15 goals in the final. So, you know, with what I believe still is the best defense in the league. So I think the one move we made, bringing in Evan Kirk, is the could be the most important one. The development of our young players will be huge going into next year. We have an opportunity. We don't often dip into the free agent market, but we're probably going to this year. So that'll help us, I think, and hopefully we get something done in the next couple of days, and it'll really improve our team. So those are the things we're looking at, and I really believe, you know, as much as Aaron was a big part of six really good years, we won more games than any team in the league by far in those 6 years, including two championships. You know, we needed to be better in that area. So we were hoping that Kirk can come in and do that.
Now, when you say free agency, I'm guessing you're looking for a forward possibly to replace Jones?
Yeah, probably, yeah. Yeah, that's what we're looking at. And there's a couple guys out there, and we're pursuing, and we're working it. And I think we're getting pretty close. So, we were pretty comfortable going forward with the young guys to play with Mark. But at the same time, it's a little bit of pressure, you know, on young players. And it's kind of why we brought Jones in last year when we knew we had to move Greer out. So we just feel that if we can bring in a more veteran guy, and to help on that left side of the floor, it'd be beneficial for us.
Derek, great catching up, talking a little lacrosse for you. Unfortunate for Edmonton fans, doesn't sound like Edmonton's going to be a part of that expansion for 2019 just yet, but maybe in the next round of expansion.
Yeah.
But
I hope so.
I still watch the league very closely, enjoy it, and good catching up with you. Keep
All
wheeling
right.
and dealing.
All right, thanks, man. Take care.
You betcha. Derek Keenan, GM and head coach of the Saskatchewan Rush.